I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Hello, today I'm here with a special group of students from Whitmer High School. A couple years ago, the superintendent prior to me started a superintendent advisory committee, and I inherited that group, and it's been a fabulous group of students that kind of give me some feedback, and Mr. Bell. And today, they're going to introduce themselves, and they have some questions for me. So we're going to interview, I guess, the superintendent. So we'll start with introductions.
Hi, my name is Manhattan Cook. I'm a sophomore.
Hi, I'm Kaden Humes. I'm a senior.
My name is Yasmin Munoz. I am a junior.
Hi, I'm Kira Guerrero. I'm a sophomore.
And I'm Joanna Justin. I'm also a sophomore.
Well, welcome, and thank you for being brave enough to be on the podcast. So I love having students on here. These are some of the best podcasts when we have kids on them. So we're going to start with questions, and they came up with their own questions, and I kind of looked at some of them, but some of them might be a surprise. So we'll go ahead and start, Manhattan, if you'd like to begin.
Yes. Okay, my first question for you is, how do you balance the priorities of academic achievement, extracurricular activities, and students' mental health in the district?
That's an amazing question, and that is, you know, in education, there's so many pieces, and I think we start with, like, mental health and safety. I always start with that, because if kids aren't mentally well and not feeling safe, then the academics and the extracurriculars just can't happen. So I think we always look as a school district about how do we support kids, from our kindergartners to our seniors. You know, we have fabulous counselors, we have social workers, and I know you didn't mention safety, but to me, safety is right there mental health. Because if you don't feel safe, you guys know this, you're not coming to learn, you're not doing extracurricular activities. So that's always a priority for me. But obviously, academic success is super important. We're schools, we're supposed to prepare you for real world. So we do, we have fabulous teachers that teach you the content and prepare you for the next step in your life. So we're very lucky with that. And we're always training our teachers, professional development for our teachers and our staff, because everybody wants to be better. We're kind of all lifelong learners. So we're learners, you know, trying to get you to learn. And then I'm just a firm believer, if you're involved in some type of extracurricular activity, it doesn't matter what it is, but kids that are connected to school do better. You have a sense of belonging, whether it's sports or the musicals or plays or, you know, a club. We have so many opportunities at the high school, and I think if you can connect to something, you're going to do better academically, and you're going to be healthier all the way around. So, good question, and
Thank you.
Hope that answered it.
Yes, it did.
All right, we'll go right around. Kaden.
So obviously this is your first year as a superintendent. So what has been some of the failures that you've learned during your training, and how does it help you, approach your leadership now that we're, 8 months down the line of when you started?
Yes, that's a good question. So we talk about failures, and I don't think leaders love to talk about failures, but I certainly have them. I think, you know, this fall started off really well, and there were some rocky times with the staff and some things that were happening in our district. And I just, sometimes with a failure or things that feel like failures, you just kind of have to weather that storm and get out on the other side. And I think I can also admit when I make a mistake or fail. We have a fabulous team, and we talk a lot about, okay, well, that was a great plan or a great initiative, or we thought this would go well, and it was horrible. You know, sometimes things look really good on paper, and then reality is that was terrible, and we'll never do that again. So I think learning from mistakes, failure has in leadership, whether you're a building principal or superintendent or any kind of position, it's just part of the job. And I think the biggest thing I've learned is when I fail or I don't feel successful at something, what can I learn from it? And sometimes in the moment, it's hard. You have to get on the other side, but I can then reflect and say, okay, this happened, and I don't want to be in that spot again. So what are we going to do differently?
Right.
Great question.
So one of my questions is, like, I know that you're not exactly, like, the one that, like, figures this out or anything, but are you going to, like, talk to Mr. Bell about a change with SmartPass? Because I know that a lot of students complain about, like, trying to get out in the hallways, but since there's only, like, a 25-person limit, they can't really get out between, like, being in the CTC or being in, like, the main building. Like, out of both the buildings, only 25 students can be out. And another thing is, like, when students go to the health center, like, they, every time that I've gone down there, they haven't actually stopped the smart pass. So I don't know if they don't have access to it.
Interesting.
Or if they are just not aware that they kind of have to. So, like, whenever, if I, like, log out to go to the health center, then I come back and it's been, like, 45 minutes overdue.
So if you're listening to this podcast and you're not a 7th through 12th grader, they might not know what SmartPass is. Can you explain what SmartPass is?
SmartPass is an app on your computer or your Chromebook that you use to sign out of class so that you have a hall pass going while you're out. And then you bring a lanyard with you so that faculty can see that you're actually out of class.
So I think it's good for our listeners to hear, because back in the day, when you left, you had a big old hall pass you carried, and then we went to the colored hall passes, it was a different color by floor or grade level, and now in 2024 and 2025 it's an electronic hall pass. Mm-hmm. So the nice thing about SmartPass, which is the system we use, is it does track, so we can see when students left the classroom, how long they were out for. This is the first year we've implemented, and I definitely think there's been some bumps in the road. I've got that feedback from this group, but I think, Mr. Bell, we've talked about it too. There's a limit to how many people can be out in the hallways. It kind of goes back to safety, but I also would say this is the first year, and I think they're learning from that. The information you talked about is not only do students have to use that, but then staff has to correctly use the SmartPass, it looks like you're out of the class longer than you should. So. Definitely good feedback. I think Mr. Bell and his team are aware of some of the glitches and hopefully continue to make adjustments so that just is smoother each year. I do think they're doing it in 7th and 8th grade as well. Yes. So the nice thing is, kids are just used to it. And staff, just like the kids, staff has to get used to it. So we have to train the adults to use that correctly. So yes, I know it's being looked at. We've talked about it several times, and I think his team is going to continue to fine-tune SmartPass to make it useful for kids and making sure that staff all knows how to use it. So great question, and I'm glad you explained SmartPass, because a lot of people that listen, we didn't have those type of hall passes when we were younger, so that's right. Great. Thank you.
So for my question, I know we talked about this a little bit already, but so could the cafeteria start accepting other forms of payment like Apple Pay or Venmo to help try eliminate school fees?
That is an amazing question, and we've talked about that a lot. I started talking about that years ago when I was the high school principal, because I see that students, and I have younger children of my own, you don't carry cash. That's right. Just not something that happens. So when you go to our cafeteria, there is a way you can put cash on your account. You can get online for this pay for it system and put cash, but it's I'm going to use the word cumbersome. It's not super simple to use. Where all of you are used to an Apple Pay, a Venmo, a Swipe, but so we have to move with the times. The problem is it's state software that connects our state software. So I'm not sure. I went to a conference at the state, and we asked this, and they're just now working on this. Currently, our Jen Murray, who is our cafeteria, oversees all of our nutrition services, is working on possibly a change of software that would allow that. But we recognize that is a huge need for our kids, and I hope that we have a solution to that soon. I know Ms. Bronikowski worked on it. I know I've worked on it. I know Mr. Bell's aware. But really, I know for you, you charge, because even adults, if I want to buy something in the cafeteria, I don't have cash, so I'm going to go charge something. And so even some of the adults have charges because of that. So something we're definitely working on. Great question.
Okay, and my question is more personal. It's what is your favorite thing about this district that makes it different than others that you've seen and worked with?
So I have a personal connection to the district, and I would start with that is, my husband went to Washington Local all of his life. My two kids, started in kindergarten and graduated from Whitmer High School. So I think my family connection makes that different for me personally. I started in another district when I started teaching many, many years ago, and I've been in this district for 23 years. So it's hard for me because I don't know other districts, but I think what I believe makes us different is our students have this grit or drive or just this energy that you don't see everywhere. And our community is truly like no other. The way the community, and a best description of this is on a Friday night. Community comes out on Friday nights. We have kids, we have retirees, we have people that walk just because they know it's a football game Friday. We just have such a community that supports our schools and kids, and I think that is very, very unique. Some districts, people graduate and they move on and they never look back, and we have alumni and a community that stays here and really believes in Washington Local. So that is one of my favorite things about Washington Local, but amazing question. Okay, one of the things I ask all my guests on the podcast, those were great questions, and I do appreciate that. So we learn from each other. I think I learned from all of you, and I'm hoping that, people are learning from all of us right now. But I would like, you've all been in Washington Local, if you can tell me how long you've been in Washington Local and then maybe a favorite memory or moment, something that stands out to you that's meaningful since you've been here.
For me, I've been in Washington Local my whole life. Kindergarten, I was at McGregor, went to Washington Junior High, and now this is my second year at Whitmer. For me, I would say like my best memory in this district is probably elementary school, being out in the playground with my friends. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but Gaga Ball, that used to be my favorite thing to do ever. And it was just like being able to create friends and bonds that still like last. Like some of my best friends, we've been friends for going on 9 years, like met in kindergarten. So it's just good to see and watch the people you once knew as like little 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds now who are like 16, 17. So it's been really nice to see for me.
I love that. I mean, who knew Gaga Ball was going to be a hit back when we started? But just really relationships and the relationships you build. And I'll tell you, some of those will last a lifetime. So that's great to hear. Caden, favorite memory or moment?
Yeah, so I've been in Washington Local. Student-wise, I've been in Washington Local 3 years. I'm also the head varsity student manager. So I've been that since my 8th grade year when I was at a different school. So I actually transferred in for basketball. And then I have to say I have two kind of favorite memories. One, obviously, going down to State Final Four last year. Mm-hmm. But then two, just getting to know and connect with people like yourself and like other faculty and like other students, right? At my previous school, they had nothing like this. There was no type of student voice. It was do it my way or it's the highway. And obviously, I chose the highway to come and obviously and be interactive and help other schools. And I ended up finding a great school that was willing to do this and help them grow and see more of a student perspective, because that's what it is. It's people may think, oh, I'm the adult, but you know, we want our respect too, and sometimes our voice has to be heard for that respect. So I think that has been kind of my two favorite memories / standout moments.
Well, thank you. We love having you here. We're glad you're a Whitmer student, and really, it is about fostering leadership. You know, with students. Sometimes as adults, we think we know all the things, and certainly we have to make decisions that aren't always popular. But really, getting we've talked a lot in our superintendent advisory about cell phone policy and lunches and kind of hot topics, and we get feedback from you, and I think we'll be better because of what you contribute. So thank you for sharing that.
One of my favorite memories is definitely something that we've done more recently when Mr. Wormley gave us the opportunity to go shopping with the kids. That was just like, I don't know, that made me feel like it was so heartwarming to just see them so happy about something and to have an opportunity like that. And I'm glad that I was able to get that through Whitmer. I think that it was just, I don't know, I've never experienced something like that before. And I wish I could do it again.
That's amazing. I mean, you saw a graduate's generosity, which is amazing. But then you got to also experience how it feels to give back and to help those. I mean, you helped the other kids shop. So I love that you shared that. Thank you. Great, great experience. Okay.
So I've been in Washington Local my whole life, too. I went to Shoreland Elementary, Washington Local, and then now I'm here. But I feel like my true favorite and like memorable moments came from my freshman year of high school, because it's so different from junior high. Like, some people might not think so, but it's truly different. And I made so many friends like from starting at this new school, being like the undergrad, like the newest kid, and just like getting into like classes that I went to take for like the rest of my 4 years, and just like learning everything new. Actually, I feel like is the most memorable thing, because like, it's a whole new school and it's so big, and you're thrown into it, and then as the way you slowly like build new relationships, build new classes that you want to take,
took something that could be scary and you tried to learn from that, and that now is one of your favorite moments because it kind of shaped you for your high school career. So that's a great story. I think it is scary when you come to high school. It doesn't matter what high school you're going to, and Whitmer is a large high school, so you took that fear and kind of shaped it into a positive. So I love hearing that.
Yeah, and I have been in the Washington Local District since second grade when we moved here. And so I went to McGregor and then Washington and then now Whitmer. And my biggest, like the thing I love about Whitmer so much is the theater program. I have been in all of my shows in high school. And especially this fall when I was in the Nutcracker. And it was such a great show, and I was able to just meet people who took, like, just be able to get a creative outlook on just such a different part of the, other than like academic that I'm also in and stuff like that.
It goes back to things we said about being involved in school. You have a better experience. It talks about relationships. Like, so much of what we talked about today just kind of connects. And I appreciate all of you for having the courage to be on here and giving us the feedback. This was a great episode, and I appreciate all of you. Have a great day. That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!